Earth, Sky.
Friday, September 2nd. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, look for Mercury in the coming week. It'll be the best opportunity for those at northerly latitudes on Earth to catch Mercury in the morning sky until December 2011.
You'll need an unobstructed view eastward, the direction of sunrise, to see Mercury low in the sky. Mercury is the innermost planet of the solar system, and it never strays far from the sun's glare. But tomorrow, Mercury will reach its greatest distance from the rising sun on our sky's dome. Look for it shining like a fairly bright morning star above the horizon before dawn begins to break. If you can't see it, sweep with binoculars in the direction of sunrise, the east before dawn.
At mid-southern latitudes, say in Australia or New Zealand, Mercury will be very difficult to spot with or without binoculars. As seen from the southern hemisphere now, the ecliptic, or the pathway of the planets, intersects the pre-dawn eastern horizon at a shallow angle. So Mercury rises closer to sunrise.
In the northern hemisphere, where it's late summer now, the ecliptic intersects the morning horizon at a somewhat steeper angle. So Mercury rises farther from sunrise. Watch for Mercury in the east in the hour before sunup. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.